Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara says that if an Oman is working on an item, fixing it, and then he finishes the job and he sends a message to the Baalim that Gemartiv, he sends a message to the Baalim that I'm finished, I'm done. So the halacha is that his din goes down. He no longer is a Shemes Sachar in the manner that a regular Oman has Chiyuvim like a Shemes Sachar, but from now on his Chiyuvim go down to that of a Shemes Chinam, because he finished the job and therefore his Shem of the din of a Shemes Sachar is now done. Rashi says a Lashon over there, that's Rashi's Lashon, that since he finished the job and he was Midia the Baalim, he let him know, let the Baalim know that his job is done, so therefore he's now no longer a din like a Shem Esachar, and for now he's only a Shem Echinim. Rashi says that the same way. In other words, a comparable din, says Rashi, that if somebody is a Shoel and the day of the She'elim ended and the Baalim knows that the day that the She'elim have ended, Yodu HaBaalim Shekol Yomei HaSheela, so as Rashi says, so therefore you lose the din of a Shoel and from now on you no longer have the same Chiyuvim as a Shoel. So Rashi is Mavur that it's the fact that the job is done, that your yachas to it as a shemesach or a shoel, whatever it is done, and the Baalim know about it. You may deal the Baalim, you inform them, or the Baalim know about it, and that's what takes off your din. Say for Shar HaMishpat, is Medayek from Rashi, that in and of itself, the fact that the job is done, or that the Yemei She'ela are done, that the, you're wired for a certain amount of time and those days are up, in and of itself, they wouldn't change your status at all. They would retain the old status. However, since the Baalim knows about it, so there we say that that allows you to misalik yourself completely from your own Shem, your own status, and you're no longer a Shoel or a Seicher or the like. You have to have the idea of the Baalim. Go to the Machne Ephraim, who speaks about a similar diak in Rashi, like we'll see a little later, and the Machne Ephraim says that the Rashi is really diak in the Gemara itself, because the Gemara talks about a case specifically, apparently, where the person finishes the job, the woman finishes, and he sends a message to the Baalim, and he says, Gemarativ. So why did the Gemara have to speak that out, that he said Gemarativ? It seems that the thing, my dear, the Baalim, informing the Baalim is itself part and parcel of what it takes to leave off, take off that old Shem of a Shoel, a Seicher, or the like. That's what you see in the beginning of the sugya. There is a big kasha on this from a Gemara later on this same Omud, and Pei Aleph and Bet Aleph, and the Shara Mishpat Matazich that try to get around the stira, a contradiction. Because later on the Omud, the Gemara discusses a case of a person who purchases kalim from the craftsman's house to send it to his prospective shver as gifts, and he says to the craftsman that if the mekablum oison mimeni, if they accept these gifts from me, so then I'm a bailam, then I'm going to be purchasing them from you. If they don't accept these gifts from me, then I'm not purchasing them from you, but I'll still pay you the tevas hanoa, which is the benefit that I got out of looking like a generous person appearing to be mochan to give a gift to my prospective in-laws. So the Gemara says in that case that what happens if something happens to it on the way back, when it's already in his bar that his in-laws were not willing to accept that gift, and now he's just going back to return them. So it says, halacha is on the way back, you put it from oinsim, because you have a din like a shemes socher. The mevor in the Gemara, in the hemshach ha-sugya, like you see the Gemara over here, that be'etzem, he wouldn't even have been a shemes socher, but we have a special sfor of hoil v'nene mahani, that since his yachas to this was originally that of a nene, because originally he was going to look like a big giver, and he was going to give it to the in-laws, so even though that's already gone, because on the way back now, but afa pikein, his original yachas was that of a nene, so mele, therefore you mashabed yourself to be a uyudin, is that you're a shemes socher on the way back as well. So, whereas mevor that the din shoyel vade departs, you're not a shoyel at all, but alpha piken, you're like a shemes socher based on the din of nene mahani, and the Gemara brings a raya from there to the din of nene mahani by a regular case of a shoyel after it's kol yomei she'ela, so you're holding on to it after the she'ela days are over, and something happens to it, so you have a din like a shemes socher, not like a shemes chinam, because as far as nene mahani, since your original relationship was that of a person who benefited from it, you originally were a shoyel, so therefore even later on you have a din of shemes socher. That's where it's raya. So if them frekt of the shara mishpah, the Shara Mishpat asks a very big kasha on this Gemara. So I said, if you're going to say what came out from the sugi before, came out from the Gemara and came from Rashi, that the halacha is that it's only after you inform the Baalim that you're done, that your Meah She'elah done, that your Umnas is done, only once he knows about it, so that's when you lose your din of a shoyl or a the like. So if that's true over here, Zokta, then this person who took these Kailim over to the house of his Shver and the Shver turned it down, there's no way back, he never informed the Umman that this Kailim has already been offered to the Shver and the Shver turned it down. The Umman has no knowledge of the fact. As far as the Umman knows, you have your original Yachas to it, which is that of a shoyl or similar to a shoyl, like we'll talk about a little bit later. But the Kapana, the Umman was never informed of the fact that you lost that din. And according to what comes out of the Gemara and Rashi earlier on, so the din Taka is not lost if the Umman is informed. So then where does the arrive from the fact that this guy is going to be chayving Neva Aved on the way back? That you see a new Yasoid of Nen and Mahani, and the Gemara applies it to a different case where it's no riot to Nen and Mahani at all. This is the original Chiyuvim that you had, which never were Paka L'Choyer because of the fact that you didn't inform the Baalim that you already been there and coming back. You already been by the Shver and you already turned it down. So you see L'Choyer in this Gemara later on that you don't have some idea and the din is going to be Paka anyway, and that's why the Gemara has a new Yasoid called Nen and Mahani to explain where you chayv in Neva Aved. The big stira in the Sugya when it get to whether it's only after your Medea, and only then do you lose your old din of Shoyal of the like, or even without being Medea, the etzim fact that it's Kol Yimei HaShe'el, or etc., or he no longer has the Yachas of that HaShe'el. So that's the Shaya Mishpat Kasha, and the Shaya Mishpat says, the Mikreach, this Kasha, you have to Mechadashi Yisoid, you have to say a foreign tzok there, which is that, even though it's true, that it's only after your Medea, the Baalim, that then you lose your din of HaShe'el of the like, the tzok there, that only applies if the person was able to Medea the Baalim, and he had the ability to do so, and he chose not to, and then your din of HaShe'el is going to remain. Masha'in Kein, a person that didn't have the ability to inform the Baalim altogether. So there, since you weren't negligent in your responsibility to inform him, because you didn't have that ability, so over there we're going to say that your old halacha of a shoyl alike is going to automatically vanish, even if you didn't inform the Baalim, because there was no negligence and you failed to inform. So that's the difference, doctor. In the sugya on top of the omer with the omer of the shoyl alike, but they were talking that he had a perfectly good ability to inform the Baalim that you're done, you finished the job, etc. So there you better inform him, and only then you're going to lose the din of a saich or a shoyl. And if you don't inform, that's negligence on your part, and you're going to retain the old din. Masha Ein Kein, over here, we're talking about a fellow who's traveled all the way down to the Shver, and now he's on the way back, and he has no way to inform the Umman. The Umman is far away from him. They didn't have email in those days and telecommunications. So over there, we're going to assume that there was no negligence on the part of this individual for not informing the Umman right away. And Mela, therefore, even does inform him, Afal Pi Kein, his din of a Shoyl alike is going to be gone. That's the Shara Mishpat Chilak. And the Shara Mishpat speaks out that the aside of this Chilak is, Zokter, this is the way he understands it, is that the failure to inform the Baalim that you're done, that failure is itself a Pshia. Because you got to inform him that you're done, that way he knows he's got to take over the watchfulness of the thing. Tell him you've been watching over it, and from now on, he has to be watchful over it. So if you don't inform him, how is he ever supposed to be watchful about it? Then that's negligence in your part to fail to inform him and then just to withdraw your Shmir yourself. That's a Pshia. So Mela, therefore, that's why the failure to inform is going to mechayev you because of Pshia. So that's why it only applies in the case he had the ability to inform. If he didn't have the ability to inform, he didn't do a Pshia. And then if he didn't do a Pshia, then the etzim fact that the days of She'elah are over are sufficient to take off your din of a She'elah. And that's the Shara Mishpat Havana. I saw an interesting thing, that the same type of chiluk that's made by the Shara Mishpat over here to answer the serious hasugyas is really the same type of word as discussed by the Sefer Divri Mishpat, one of the Achronim on Shulchan Aruch. But interestingly, even though he makes the chiluk, he says a different hesber in the same chiluk. The hesber he gives completely different from that of the Shara Mishpat. The Divri Mishpat is discussing the halacha in Choshe Mishpat Rishon at Beis, it's called the Sifchaf Aleph based on the Rambam. It talks over there about a person who makes a purchase from his friend. He's Lekech Mekach Mechaveri. He tells him, listen, I'm a middleman, I'm going to be traveling far away to resell it, but if I'm unable to resell because it turns out that it has a mum, that it's a blemished, flawed product, so then I'm going to be returning it back to you. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if Taki, you get to this faraway place and you discover that you can't sell it because it has a flaw? So then the halacha is that, Zok the Shulchan Aruch, that you are no longer any kind of a Shemes Sachar on it. You're a regular Shemes Chinam and only Chayav Hamshia, nothing more. Even though Lachari had a beneficial relationship from it because you were planning on gaining from it, reselling. But Afal Pi Kein, As long as you informed, you sent a message back to the owner, so you did your job informing him. Once you're hoidiyoy, harei berishus moiche. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that dafka because of the fact that you informed the original owner of the fact that it was blemished, and from now on you're not going to be responsible for it. That's where from now on you're no longer any kind of shemet sachar, even though you had a beneficial relationship to the product, and you go down to shemet chinam. So it's meduyik over there, and the Rebbe Sma makes a diyuk over there in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to have informed the original owner, otherwise you have it done like a shemet sachar. And that the Sma speaks out. The Sma says over there, it's only we had the ability to inform. In other words, the communications were good, there was Shoras Metsuyas, and you had the ability to send the Shliach, whatever it is. And there, if you fail to inform, you're going to retain the Shtarik Adin, not just the Shemechinu, but the Shemesachar. However, says the Sma, if the communications are very poor, and you don't have the ability to inform him, then automatically you ratchet down automatically to a Shemechinam, even if you didn't inform him, because you weren't able to inform. And Mr. Nesivus HaMishpat, the Nesivus, right over there, on that Sma says that the Sma is Sorochian. He says, what's the Chaluk if you had the ability to inform or didn't have the ability to inform? We should look at your Etzem Din is. Is your Din Be'etzem going to vanish or doesn't? Are you going to go down to Hashem Echinam or not? Why should it depend on whether the person had the ability to inform or failed to do so or didn't have the ability? And see if the Mishpat answers Kasha. So on this, the Divri Mishpat over there makes the same Chaluk that we're speaking of, and he says, I had a bird to it. Different from what he said till now. The Divri Mishpat says it really is a Yisoy like that, and he says, the Achorinim and El Asugya on Def Pei Aleph discuss such a Yesod that he says that there, Mishpat, that there is a Yesod that if the person had the ability to inform the Baalim, then he better inform him. If he doesn't, then he's going to be stuck with his stronger din of Shoyal, of Soich, whatever the case may be. But if you didn't have the ability, then once it's Kalu, the days of your beneficial relationship to it, of a shayla, a soicha, the like, and once it's kalu, you're automatically going to go down to a shemechinam. And that's what the Sma is saying. So the Divi Mishpat, he says, Betzim Dizi Yisoy like that, but the Divi Mishpat says, what is the havona of this thing? What does it depend when you had the ability to do it? So on this, the Divi Mishpat actually says a completely different hezber. He says there's a toisis in Ksubas Nun Vav, the Chayim discusses toisis in Ksubas Nun Vav. The toisis over there is mavur, that be'emes, every single shomer, depending on his madrega, you know, you have to know, is he a paid watchman, he falls in madrega of Shemesachar, is Chayim Nevaveda, or is he unpaid watchman, is Shemechinam, he's only Chayim Pshia, is he a Shoyal, he's Chayim Unsa, whatever the case is. So all of these individuals, says Taisin Ksuvas Nun Vav, they all Meshabdin Atvom L'chol HaKos of a Parish. A very interesting Taisin. In other words, the Taisin says the Torah lays out what the Dinim ought to be, and the Torah, the Almighty, the Rabban Shalom's guidelines are, in other words, that if you're a Shemechinam, you should only be Chayim Pshia, if you're a Shemesachar, you should have Nevaveda, and then each individual who evidently knows what the Dinim HaTorah are, and he Mekabel this Chayfetz as a paid watchman or unpaid watchman, whatever the case is. So his das is with the Kabbalah of the Chayfetz, Meshabed himself to all the madregas of payment of Chayuvim that there are in the parasha. So there's Shemechin Sachar, Meshabed himself, Nevaveda, etc., etc. And that's the Yisoid of the Chayuvim Shemim. Very interesting place over there that says that the Yisoid of Chayuvim Shemim really is Nevea ultimately from the person's own das and Meshabed Esatzmoy, that each person Meshabed himself according to what it says, the way that the Mishpat they've given in the Torah. So if them look at the different Mishpat like this, the Hezber and the Chalukim and our Sugya Zakht, the Devi Mishpat, the fee that Toysis is that the mensch in the Shabbat himself may Korah to the Chiyuvim of the Parsha, and that's why he's Chayav in those Chiyuvim. So Zakht there, the mensch only is Meshabbat himself may Korah for as long as he's going to have the beneficial Yachas to the item, as long as he's a Shoyal and has the Shimush of the item, as long as he's a Soicher and has the Schirus or whatever it is exactly of the item, so then he's Meshabbat himself. Once he loses the Yemei HaSha'el or the like, so then he never had any Das may Korah to Meshabbat himself in the Chiyuvei Shomrim from that point. But that depends, however. It depends, because there's two parties to this deal. There's a Bailam and there's a Shomer, and the Shomer understands himself that if he's going to choose, he can make the active choice to not inform the Bailam that he's already called the Yemei HaSchiris or whatever it is. If he's chose, he made the independent decision to not inform him, then Yashrus is that Roti Mutl upon him to continue being Mamshech his Chiyuvim and his Achrayas to it, because he didn't give the Bailam a chance to be Achroy to it because he didn't inform him. So therefore, in such a case, then the Shikol Hadas of the Toysis Svora, that the mention of Shabbat himself, Takos of the Parasha, is Mamshech even after the Yemei HaSha'ela are over, because the person understands that if he didn't place the Bailam in the Matzah, the circumstance that he knows that he has to be watchful and vigilant about it, he knows he has to be put it into his Rishus, so then it's in the Sud that you mashabbat yourself meikara, even to the continuation of the shmira, even after it's already called the mehashela. That's how the mishpat understands. So in other words, if you're a mizbainin, there are really two different biurim over here. The Yisharim mishpat understands that the person's active failure to inform the bialim after it's called the mehashela is the equivalent of a pshia, and therefore it's mechayev of him and different things that take place later on as a result. However, the Divrei Mishpat understands it's not that it's the equivalent of a pshia. Rather, Batsam, according to him, it appears that really, your original label is still upon you. And even after you call him a shayli, you really still have a shem shoyel upon yourself, whatever the case is. Aber, you're not mishabed yourself meikara for that later on time period, because it's already after the time when you have any benefit from it, and therefore you're not mishabed yourself for that time period. In a case where you actively chose to fail to inform the owner, so then it's understood meikara, you would be mishabed yourself for that period, a different hezber than that of the Shara Mishpat. Now, the Machne Ephraim and Ilcha Sha'el Upikodin discusses the Gemara near the bottom of the Omer that we mentioned before, but again, to somebody who takes Kalim from the Umman for the purpose of sending to the prospective Shver, and the halacha is that on the way to the Shver, he's going to be chayiv even on Unsim, and there is, as the Machne Ephraim points out, a machlokes Rishonim, what the Hezber is. What exactly, what halacha category does he fall under that's machayiv him on Unsim on the way there, the way to the Shver? So he brings down that Rashi by us is mevor beferish. Rashi speaks out that the reason you chayiv on Unsim is because you have a Shem of a Lekech, and a Lekech, v'steitzuch, you already bought it. So maybe once he bought it, for states are going to have to pay, even if an innis occurs. And Rashi explains that if the Shver Lehedya turns it down, so since he made that deal, that if he turns it down, it's not bought. So after the Shver turns it down, at that point, after the Shver turned it down, then you're no longer a Lekech. But until that point, says Rashi, if it didn't have a Vada Lekech, until the Shver turns it down, and therefore, if it's Nenas on the way there, it was Nenas during the time period we had a Shem of a Vada Lekech, Yibam is a purchaser, and it may, therefore you have to pay the item, even if something happened to it by Oines. That's what Rashi said by us. If them the Machne Ephraim, that there's a Tyson Baba Basra that brings another Mahalach. Tyson Baba Basra Pezayin brings a different Mahalach, that some learn that the Hezber in the case of Lekech Kelim Beis Ha'uman is because of the fact that he's a Shoyal on it during that time period. In other words, the Hain like this, we really can't call you a Lekech, because it never reached the point at which the Shver Taka accepted the item, and the Shver liked it, and therefore the transaction was consummated, because he had told them that, you know, if he likes it, it's going to be considered a transaction, it's going to be completed. That's all in a case where the Taka got to the Shver and the Shver liked it. Mashenkin over here, we're talking that it goes Nenos on the way to the Shver. So therefore, for such a matzav, Tosis brings in a day over there in Baba Basra, that you're not called Lekech. He never got to the Shver and he never accepted it because it was Nenos on the way. So therefore, we just give you a din of a shoil, because upon the way there, it's called Nosha Lo. You can complete the Hakol Revach, you're hoping that the Shver will desire it and you'll just give it to him. So therefore, if it's a shoyel mamash on the way there, and that's Tosfos Shita. Not like Rashi learns that if it's Nenos on the way there, you have a din of a lekech, and that's in accordance with Rashi's approach. Like Rashi speaks out that in Upmach, the deal is it's a vada lekech until that time period when the shver should actually turn it down and break it. Tosfos points out over there in Baba Basra that the reading that he's bringing down, that it's also shoyel that you chayev, is really certainly the simpler flow of the sugya Gemara over here in Pei Aleph, because the Gemara brings down this case of lekech kailun l'shagron to the chamov, etc. It brings it down, as he mentioned before, in order to demonstrate to you the sfora of Nena Mahani, that even after the time period when your nana is up, afal pikin, you still have a din of a shem esachar, since originally you were a total nana, and the Gemara is being poshed from there, that who was in a shayil after the time period is up, he has a din of a shem esachar. So clearly, says Tosfos, the pashat of Zoran Viv Mashma, that lekech kailun beis la'uman is also a shayil on the way there, and the mamash comparable to the case of a shayil in our Gemara, and we bring a raya from there to our case, that every shayil, even after the time period is up, and he's still holding on to it, is a din of shem esachar al nana mahani. So it's clear. Just like we bring a raya to a case of shoyl, pastis is also a case of shoyl, and that's a simple pshat. So the Machne Ephraim. Avada Rashi is going to get around that problem, like Rashi himself is Meramis to over here. The Rashi understood that there's no real chiluk between originally Lekech, originally a Shoyl, and we'll get into that a little bit more to explain precisely how Rashi compared the case of Lekech to the case of Shoyl. But Kopon is Machne Ephraim, why did Rashi reject Tosfos' Pshat? What's wrong with Tosfos' Pshat? isn't the pastus like Tosfos is saying that the keach chen beis ha'uman, that you're not necessarily the keach who never got to yisher, but a chalpon him, you have a din like a shoyl. What's wrong with Epshat? Zokti machne Ephraim, that he thinks that the reason Rashi rejected Epshat is because that if you would have truly have been a shoyl, then it was absolutely clear, like we saw in the sugi before, that you would have to be moidia, that you would have to inform the Bailam that you're done, and only after that the Shem Shoyl is going to be gone and you no longer have an ointim. Since over here, that's from the same Ha'or, like the Shaar Mishnah pointed out before, that since over here the guy is going back on the way back from the Shver, he never got a chance to Medea the Bailam and then Medea the Oman, that he's no longer a Shoyl. So therefore, the din should have been that since you weren't Medea, you should still remain Chayav and ointim. And the Ma'i said, that's not the din, you're not. You would have been a shemachinam. If not for the fact that there's a special svarah of nene mahani that you originally went, so nene, so you at least mishabed yourself as a shemesochar. So why is that? L'chayr, you weren't meidiyah. How did the shemachinam go before? So zokt of them, the shara mishpat that here, he thinks this is where the machlokes Rashi takes this totally. It's something like this. And Rashi is going to learn that in order to answer this question, we are muchrach to say that the case is that the guy wasn't a shoyl even meyikara. He was just a lekech. Now, how exactly that answers the problem, well, I'll talk about it a little bit later. The Shemesh is actually very, the Machne Ephraim is actually very, very sussum on this point. Why he's saying that he's like Kach is going to answer that. But upon him, we'll talk a little bit about it, and it seems that that's why Rashi did not want to learn who is a Shoyl, because if you've been a Shoyl, it will be clear that you would have to make dia to the owner that you were Goymer in order to lose your Chiyuvim of Oinsim. That's Rashi. How did Tosfos Taka get around this problem, Dr. Machne Ephraim? Zokta Tosfos held like this, that we know that every shoyl is chayav even on oinsim. It's not that if you misbind in carefully, you realize that lamazogon a shoyl is chayav on oinsim. Oinsim is something which Shimamish had no control whatsoever. A tornado came and it struck it. It's some incredible thing happened that Shimamish had no control whatsoever, and you chayav even on that. Now, aside from being chayav even on oinsim, a shoyl is also obviously chayav on the Medvegas Gnev Aveda, which is it got stolen, it got lost, and the like. One difference between them, obviously, Zokta, is that Gnev Aveda is something you could have done something about. Anybody who was really vigilant about it, you'd really be very careful about it, then it wouldn't have been stolen and wouldn't have been lost. That's not true, but again, to Einstein, no matter how careful you would have been about it, the Einus would have occurred in any event, because it's an Einus, and no, it's not in anybody's control. Zokti, Machne Ephraim, the Tosfos understood like this, that this whole din that we said before in the Gemara and in Rashi, some Rishonim over there say, the whole halacha that you only considered to have remove yourself from the old chiyuvim only after the days of the she'ela or the umnas are done, only if you inform the owner, and if you didn't inform him, then you didn't remove yourself from the old chiyuvim. That only makes sense when I get to things like Neva Veda, where the ma'isa, if you inform the owner, then the owner knows he has to be vigilant about it, and therefore you're off the hook. If you don't inform the owner, that makes sense that you should be on the hook, because the owner is uninformed, so he doesn't know to be vigilant about it. That makes sense on things like Neva Veda, but it doesn't make any sense on things like Oinus, because over there it's not a question of vigilance and who's going to watch over it. Oinus means, by definition, that nobody could have stopped it from happening anyway. That's what an Oinus is. It happened by Oinus. So therefore, the Yisoid and Achayev of Oinus has nothing to do with the question of whether I am the person who's supposed to be vigilant about it, or is it somebody else who's going to be vigilant about the thing. Oinus, Achayev, is just the etzem halacha that you're makabel upon yourself, you're going to pay even on the Oinus. It has nothing to do with the question of is whether somebody's going to be extra responsible for it. It wouldn't have happened. It would have happened anyway. It's an Oinus. So the Meila Vance, why? Once the days of the She'ela are up, the person automatically loses that achrayas. He gets removed from that achrayas of paying for onsim, regardless of the idea of the owner or not, because even if he would have been idea of the owner couldn't have done anything at all about the oinus that occurred, because it's an oinus. So therefore, the question of idea or not is going to be, that's going to determine at what point you lose your aloch of Gnev HaVeda, in those cases in which you're part of Gnev HaVeda after you inform the owner. Masha'in Kain, as far as the question of what point do you lose the Shem, the chiyuvim for oinsim, the Tosfos understood there's nothing to do with my dear the Bailam, because even if you are my dear, he couldn't do anything about it anyway. So there it's an intrinsic din, an etzem halacha, that a shoyl, when it's imeyash she'el arab, his oinsim are gone automatically, and that's what the Gemara says, in other words, on the Amud, later on the Amud over here, that the person lekeach kelim to b'shagam beis chamov, sak upon him the moment that the so-called shoyl days are up, because now the Chamov already rejected it, so he's no longer a shoyl. The moment that happens, automatically, he's part of him unsim, even if he didn't inform the Bailam, because Saivi informing the Bailam wouldn't do anything about whether protecting it from the future, from whether Ernest was going to take place. Now the Yad Rama in Baba Basra is one of the Rishonim of Baba Basra. The Yad Rama in Baba Basra Daf Pei Ches discusses this machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos, the machloikis Rishonim that we alluded to as whether the individual that took the kelim from the Umam for the purchase of, for the purpose of sending them as gifts to his respective shver, and they were nenas on the way, and Alochas Yichayv in an unsim. So Rashi Shita is because he had a din like a lekech at that point, and therefore Yichayv, no matter what happens, you have to pay because he was a lekech. Until the shver rejects it, which he didn't, put it with Nenath. And according to Tosfos, the Hezber, or Tosfos brings a daya, Hezber is because we're an oines, and a shoyel is chayav even an unsim. The other man says, in his opinion, it's clear that the correct mahalach is that you're a lekech and not like, not a shoyel. Why? Is that the other man? This is an interesting thing. He says, because in his opinion, that if the person would have a din of a shoyel, then the halacha ought to be that you'd be potter from mishaps that occur on the road because it has a din of mesem achim halacha. It's this a remarkable idea of the Yad Rama. Later on in Perek HaShoyel, we'll have this halacha of mesem achim halacha, which is to say that if I borrow a cow or an ox, let's say, to plow the field or to thresh, and what in the cow, while in the course of working on the field as a component or a product of the labor itself, let's say it overheated and it died, heat exhaustion and it died, so that's mesem achim halacha, died because of the halacha itself, and there even a shoyel is potter. There are different days when Hashem coming up, you'll see when you get there why a shoyel is potter mesem achim halacha. But the Gemara says clearly in Perek HaShoyel that is like that, that a shoyel is potter on a mishap, an umgut that occurred as an outcome of the malacha, the thing that you borrowed it for. And some say it's incorporated in the she'elo, it's kilu hisna. We'll see different days over there. The other matain is that over here we're talking about a case where something happened machmas aderech, apparently. In other words, I don't know, it's hard to know exactly. It's because of the difficulty on the trip, so you have a lot of luggage, and because of that, the luggage got misplaced, and it's because it was traveling like that, and otherwise you would never have misplaced it. It's a loss that occurred as a direct outcome, and as a direct result of the fact that you're taking this trip, and because of the trip, that's why you got lost. So the other man, so that really, in his opinion, if you learn like Tosfos, that the Mechayev in the Sugya is a Shoyel, because you're a Shoyel on it until you get to the Shver, etc. So he says, therefore, in his opinion, it's clear that's not the Mechayev, it's not a Shoyel, but rather the reason why you Chayev even an Unsim is because of the fact you have a din of a Lekech during that time period, and therefore, obviously, a Lekech, you purchased it, so of course you have to pay. It doesn't depend what's going to happen to it later, because right now, intrinsically, you're a purchaser who has to pay. Zokti Adrama, now that I established that the Grebshah in the Sugya is that if the Nevela Kach, so you're going to ask on me that why in the world does the Gemara make a comparison altogether on the Peyal from Babetzia by us? They make a comparison from one case to the other. We have a case originally we're talking about in the Sugya about a Shoyel who ended his Yemei Sheela, and the Gemara is Machadish that Afal Pikin is the Nineveh Shemesachar because Nene Mahane. He originally had an end of relationship, so he's still Machayev himself. So if you want to bring a raya, which the Gemara brings a raya from Lekech Mesa Uman, don't you have to be talking about a case of a guy who was a shoyel? Otherwise, what's your raya? So them Zokter, no, in his opinion, it's not like that. He said the guy was originally a Lekech, Zokter, but now that he turned back, and now that this bar that the Shver rejected it, so now obviously it's not, you're not a Lekech anymore. But not only you're not a Lekech anymore, Zokter, it's actually a Gloy Moslem Afreya that you never were a Lekech. That's by definition like that. You made a Lekicha original tie from the Uman, and if the Shver doesn't reject it, it's going to be a sale will be stand. Over here, the Shver rejected it, the sale doesn't stand, and therefore it's a Gloy Moslem Afreya that the guy never was a Lekech at all. So at the Adramah, he wasn't a Lekech, but Afal Pikain, he still had a Hanor out of being able to present it to the Shver, that Hano he did have, and to make the Shver, to make himself look good in front of the Shver, he looks like a person who's interested in offering gifts. So therefore, that Hano that you had makes you the equivalent of a Soicher. You're a Soicher, because the Gemara said that it's before the Gemara, but you also offered to pay for that Hano. So you're equivalent of a Soicher, and you had the equivalent of a Soicher, you had an inner relationship to it, and a Mela therefore Shpater, later on, even after, on the Shach Chazor, on the way back, is still going to be Chayim Agnev Vaveda. I said, even though I'm no longer a Seicher, because I'm no longer showing it off to the Shver, that's already history, that already happened before, Afal Pikein, we say, Nana Mahana, you didn't have the beneficial relationship, so therefore you Shabbat yourself already now. That the Gemara means to make a Raya B'Torah is Kavach Chayim. Madoch, this person, Lekech Kim Beis Ha'uman, to show to the Shver. With whole Madrega, it's now revealed that his whole Madrega was only that of a Seicher, not more than a Seicher. Afal Pikein, since you had a beneficial relationship, so therefore you Shabbat yourself, Agnev Vaveda, even later on, even the way back, so Kavach Chayim to a Shoyel, who had totally beneficial relationship and wasn't even paying anything for the benefit that he was getting out of it. So Kolsh can over there that even after the days of the Sheol are up, Afal Pikein, we say Nena Mahan, and you shall with yourself like a Shemesohar. The Rav Blavatsky points out over here that Bemis Rashi over here is very stark Maduyik like the Adama as well. As Rashi actually said before, like the basic essence of the Adama's idea, that there's a person on the way to the Shver, called money's on the way to the Shver, he has a locha like a lekech, and we assume he's going to be a lekech, and therefore anything happens, he pays like a lekech. The Rashi speaks out in the Vemasal Bachaziro that even though it's the way back, and now it's Nizbar that you obviously not a lekech, because the Shver turned it down, and it's Nizbar that actually you never were a lekech. But Afal Pikain, you're going to be chai of the equivalent of a gnev on the way back, hoyo venene. So Rashi says, hoyo venene, shenispoer bohen. Those are the words of Rashi. Shenispoer bohen. He took pride in it, he looked good in it, and he made the Shver, and the Shver think that him has a giving person, a person interested in giving. So that's mamish the vort, Dr. Pavarsky, that's the vort of the Adrama. That says there's actually two different lomdas that the guy has. On the way there, on the way to the Shver, he has a lomdas of a lekech, and maybe anything at all happens to it, it'd be chayvot lekech. And the lebek, it's a glory most of that he never was a lekech. So the Adrama says, and Rashi speaks the thing of mamish befeirish, that the vort is, that if something happens on the way back, there's a far of hoyl nenemahana, since you originally had a no, you mashabed yourself even now, but the original hano, in other words, was something else. It wasn't the being a lekech. But rather, the original Hanoah was the fact that he got a chance to boast to the Shver, mispoil by him, and to make himself look good to the person interested in giving gifts. And Pavarsky points out, he says, the Hezbollah is poshit, because Teinach, if you like, Toysis says that a person with a shoyl on the way there, you're shoyl on the way there, and therefore, consequently, on the way back, have a simple Nen Mahana, you originally were a shoyl, so even now, you mishabed yourself like a shoyl socher. But according to the way Rashi and the Adrama learned, the guy never was a shoyl. Rather, he was a cheskes lekech on the way there, and therefore, anything would happen, he would be chayav to pay. So over there, the question is, you originally were lekech, and maybe the originally having been a lekech, shemeshabed you like a shemesachar on the way back. That doesn't make sense, Dr. Pavarsky, because it's a glory mil said you weren't a lekech. The being a lekech was itself contingent, a bit tonight, on whether the Shver will accept it. And the Maaseh, the Shver rejected it, so now it's a glory mil said you never were a lekech altogether. So then why is there an enema hanus? The Maaseh, the glory mil said you never had any lomdus of being a lekech. And the answer to that is given by Rashi and by the other Ma, because Hovis Poyavahan. So in Shaka, even though you weren't lekech, you had the chance to make yourself look at them, that itself is a hanoh, and therefore we say Nana Vahana, and you shabbat yourself for Shema Sochar on the way back. On the bottom of the Omud, the Gemara brings down the case of the Mishnah, a Shmur Li Ve'eshma Lecha, which has a din like a Shema Socher, because I'm benefiting from the fact that I'm watching it, because this way he watches my things. So I'm getting a reward for it, a remuneration for it, to have a din of a Shema Socher. The Gemara asks on that, V'amai Shmir Bebailim, he, L'chayr to Shmir Bebailim. What's the din of Ba'olav Imoy will have, it's a Pasuk in Chumash, in Parshat Mishpatim, of Sugyot about it in the 8th period, that Ba'olav Imoy, the concept is, Exeris HaKosev, that if at the time when I accept my responsibility on this item, to watch this item, if at that time the owner of the item was in my employ, he was in some manner working for me, in some manner doing something for me, that in such a case I'm going to be potter from any kind of paying, any kind of shomer responsibilities. So we'll see about that in Asher. Hakoponim, that the Gemara is asking that over here also is Ba'olav Imoy, because at the very same moment when I'm accepting the Shmira on Yenim's item, I'm also having Yenim work for me. It starts to work for me at that same moment, because he starts to work by being my item. So therefore, that's of all of him, and the chayr you should be potter. And the Gemara says the case was, it wasn't simultaneous, because he said, Shmarli hayoyim, and I'll be eshma l'cholomachar, so he's not working for me at the time when I take on myself the shmira. The Gemara then goes on and asks exactly the same question on the braisa that it brings, a more elaborate braisa, and the braisa actually brings a whole bunch of cases. The Gemara has a case of Shmarli v'eshma l'chol, the case of a Mishnah. It also says, Hashilani v'esholcha. You lend me, and I'll lend you. Other cases also, like we'll talk about a little bit. And it says in all of those cases, the halacha is kulam nasu shemesocha zelazeh. We have a reciprocal relationship, one with the other. I'll watch your item if you watch mine. I can borrow your item if I lend you mine. These are all reciprocal relationships, and therefore I'm gaining by having the thing in my rishus. That way, you're doing something for me as well, etc. Different cases, and therefore I have a din of a shemesocha. The Gemara asks again, why don't you say ba'olavim? Or you say, because each we have a reciprocal relationship. He's working for me while I'm working for him. The Gemara says the same terence that it's talking about, that it was not the same day. I'll take your thing today, you'll take my thing tomorrow. On this second braisa, on the Shaka Vatayah the Gemara, Rashi says a surprising thing. Rashi says, the Maskel Shmira V'Bailim, he, Rashi the Gemara is asking, the case of the braisa is Shmira V'Bailim, it's Bola V'Imoy, and therefore you report on whatever happens to it. So Rashi says, that's only Al Shmorli V'Eshma L'Chokoi. Sheshneihem Zeb Malachta Sholzeh, by the case where I'm watching your thing and you're watching mine, so each of us is working for the other. I'm watching your thing, you're watching mine, and that's the clash of Bola V'Imoy. Masha Inkin, like Rashi, Avol, Heshilani Kelecha, Vani Eshlecha Kelecha. by the case of the next case of the Braisa. You lend me and I'll lend you. So in that case, Rashi says, Ein kan Bailam shel chayfetz malachta shel shemir. It's actually not called that the Bailam is working for me because I borrowed from you and you borrowed from me. In that case, has no ball of him. And as Rashi is mavur, in other words, that somebody who's a shoyl on an item is in no sense compared to be considered to be working for the owner in any way. And therefore, if at the time when I'm watching your item, you will become a shoyl on my item, in no way are we going to say that that's considered to be ball of him, because you're actually not working for me when you begin your role as a shoyl. And there's a Rechon of Asimene, the Kodesh Yurim, and it has a very, very important shtickle. Kodesh Yurim is in Masechta Pesachim, and Rebbe Chanan asks, Elchayr Naniach, that a shoyl, Itaki, gets a tremendous amount of benefit out of it, and you can get all kinds of uses. But Afal Pikain, Zakhtar Rebbe Chanan, Elchayr, there's always that relationship to the item, a responsibility. You have to be responsible for it. That's why a shoyl, no matter what happens to it, he has to pay. He has a din, Elchayr, to be achroy for the chayfah that he's watching over. So what was Rashi's problem? A pel de Garashi. What's Rashi's problem? Why does Rashi say that if you Hasholcha Vashilani, if you lend me my item, I'll lend you your item, that's not considered the ball of Himoy? Why in the world not Zok there? Part and parcel of being a shoyl is that you're watching over the item for the owner, and therefore, even by the two shoyls, I'm watching your item, you're watching mine. Why does Rashi say that this is not a good case? Zok of Tem Rebbe Chanan, that you see from this Rashi a very important yesod, which is as follows. Zok of Rebbe Chanan Taino is that if you must bind carefully, we mentioned this briefly before, if you must bind carefully, you see that the din, the shoyl, is going to be chayav on oinsim, is not it's in the same type of, it's not the same sug of halacha as the fact that Hashem Echinim is chayav on pshia, Hashem Echinim is chayav on nevaveda. Because those two cases, the halacha, the way it works is that you have a certain level of responsibility that you have to be vigilant about. The Hashem Echinim is a greater level of responsibility because they gave you paid. So you have a certain level of responsibility. If you fail in responsibility, so then the halacha is going to be that you're going to pay. It's the payment is a product of the failure of the responsibility. Masha Enkein is a bit the case of a shoyl. Over there, it's not at all true to say that the payment is a product of a failure in responsibility because you pay onus gomeris as well. So therefore, the din of a shoyl that he pays is simply because in etzem halacha, the yemachnas et l'reshuscha, adayta d'hochi, with the understanding that it's something, no matter what happens, it was b'reshuscha, so b'derech klal, you're going to be chayav to pay on that. Not because what happens is a product of a lack of vigilance in your part of the mechayav you. No, there's an etzem halacha that having a b'reshuscha as a shoyl is intrinsically mechayav for me, regardless of whether what happened could be possibly labeled on my fault or not. Now, Bechanan even adds something which actually fits in well with what we tended yesterday on our own, that he said, even though the Gemara in Masechta Ksubos and Perek Elinairis brings down 2 days on the Shaila of how do you calculate, how do you assess the value that a Shaila pays when the thing is nenas or whatever happens, he pays the value, how do you calculate? And one of them says that you calculated according to the value that it had when the Shaila originally took a Bershusai, and the other one of them says that you calculated according to the value that it has Bishas the Pshia, the later on value when the Umglik, when something negative happened to it. So Rebbe Chanan, you should not make a mistake. Because Rebbe Chanan says, you should not mistakenly think that the man, the Omer, that goes Boser Shas Pshia, is because he holds that at the moment of the Pshia is the negligence that's Mechayev, and therefore it makes no sense to assess it based on some earlier number, because you have the Mechayev is the negligence that the person did later. So Rebbe Chanan says, he believes it's a incorrect shot, because actually, if you would not have been negligent, you would be an Oynes, you'd also be Chayev by a case of a Shul. Rather, he says, he feels that the ripe shot in the Gemara is, a shoyl takes the item into his reshus with the understanding that the etzim taking that in reshus can be goyim a chi of mammon later on if anything at all happens to it, even ba'oinis. Now, but then you have to ask yourself, is the chi of mammon triggered actively at the point you take it into the reshus? At that point, the chi of mammon that's triggered, or the chi of mammon is only potential and gets triggered when the item happens to it. But upon him, it's taking the item into your reshus, it's machayah, the chi of mammon, it's just a question of whether it triggers the chi of mammon immediately or a delayed action mechanism. And it's not a machon, both of the Gemara are certainly going to agree that in no way are we going to say that the Yisoid HaMachayev of a Shoyl's payment is based upon the fact of a lack of a vigilance on his part. Because of this, Zatah B'chanan, we really need to clear a basic hakira. And that is a Shoyl in fact chayev to watch over the item that's entrusted to his care? Does he have to watch over it? The question is not Pashat Zatah B'chanan, because Tainath, the odds of the Shemichinam and the Shemichachar, they certainly have to watch over the item, because the etzem lack of watchfulness over the item is what triggers the din that they have to pay. So obviously they have to watch over it. Mashiach can pay a Shoyl, but his din to pay is not triggered by a lack of vigilance, and Vaharai, even though in his gomer he pays for, rather it's an etzem chayev that's built into the taking it Pershusai, that he's understands, he's Mechayev himself to pay anyway, what happens later on. So therefore, who says that a Shoyal has a din of Shmir at all? He maybe has no Shum din of Shmir, no Shul Chiyuv to be Shemir the item. It's just that the Upmach goes directly to remuneration. If something happens to it, then I'm going to pay you. But not that I have some kind of a lack of Chiyuv Shmir. Maybe a Shoyal doesn't have any Chiyuv Shmir at all. That's what B'chon is clear. And this clear is going to be totally the chiddush that Rashi says over here. Let's say Rashi shita was that a shoyal has no shum din shmir at all. There's no halacha of a shoyal to be shemirid. If something happens to it, he's going to pay. But that's an intrinsic halacha that's part and parcel of his din shoyal. But he's not mechuyev to watch over the item. Other shemirim have to. But the shemirid, the shemirid is taking for the purpose of a shtamshus, not for the purpose of watching over it. A shemachim takes it to watch it. A shemesacha takes it to watch it. A shoyal takes it to utilize and get the benefit, the pleasure of the utilization. So therefore, the shoyal doesn't have any shum halacha that he's mechuyev to watch over the item, and that's exactly what Rashi says over here, that therefore there's no ba'ol of imoy by the case of shoyal against the shoyal. Because I guess we asked the kasha, l'chayr, the other shoyal is mechuyev to watch over it. And the answer is no, that's not the din of a shoyal. A shoyal is not mechuyev to watch over, he just pays for whatever effects, whatever the repercussions occur, and therefore that Rashi says taka very good, gevaldige Rashi, that the case of a shoyal v'ashilani is not at all a case of shoyal v'bailam, because of the fact that no shoyal is considered to be working for the owner, he's not watching over it, and therefore he's not working for the owner. The B'chanan says, however, that other Rishonim are going to disagree with Rashi on this. In other words, they're going to hold that even a shoyal has a chiyuv to watch over it, and that chiyuv to watch over it could also trigger dinim. You fail to watch over it, and if you have chiyuvim, there happens to be an independent halacha also that a shoyal is going to be chayiv even on unsim, which obviously is not a product, but the failure to watch it. The example of this is that the Rabbi Chonon is the Shita of Rambam, that the Rambam passing in the Hilchos Schiris, that if a person is a Shemir of a Karka, so even though Halacha is, exists a Kosev in the 8th Perek, that a Shemir of a Karka is excluded, he's nismayed from a Chiddush Hakro, from having the Chiyuvei Shemir, even a Shoyal on Karka is potter completely from the Chiyuvei Shemir, even if he's borrowed, etc. But Afal Bikain, the Rambam passing the Chiddush in the Hilchos Schiris, that if a Pshia occurs, in other words, that you were totally negligent about your Shemir, and a Pshia occurs, then even if a Shemir on Karka, you're going to be Chai on the Pshia. That's the Rambam's Tzak. It's really based on the Sugya in the 8th Perek, that a Pshia is Mitam Mazik. That being it as it may, you see that the Rambam understood that there's two bazunder, two totally different independent hats that every Shoyal wears. One of them is his din that he has to pay no matter what happens to it. Forget about the question of whether he was or was not Shemir. The intrinsic halacha that a Shoyal has to pay. That din is totally exerts a kosis, and actually is exerts a kosis in the 8th Perek that if he's watching over Karka, then he does not have to pay. That's one halacha. The second halacha is halacha that's intrinsic to the Shemir itself. If you're makabeling yourself to be a Shemir, so be a Shemir and watch it. And if this you were pesheya on this item, this karka that you were borrowed, so if you're pesheya, that the Gemara has a sfora later on in the 8th Perek, the pshia is nearer to a mazik, and the etzem fact that you were negligent in the most basic level, in the pshia level, in the shmira, is going to chayev you to pay. So you see it, the Ram understood that every single shayel has a din to pay for all kinds of consequences, but also has a din to be shemir to watch it vigilantly. That's part the second din. It's that second din, the chiyev to watch it vigilantly, that generated the payment if you were pesheya. So therefore, you see before that Rambam disagreed with Rashi. Rashi held that the din of a shoyal does include an etzem chiyuv to watch over, in addition to the chiyuv to pay for no matter what in the world, whatever possible occurrence could occur. Reb Leib Gurvitz in the Rosh Hashanah writes that the Velt asks on this Rashi and the Bachana that discusses the Rashi that the whole thing is a pella, because it sounds like Rashi and the Bachana are understanding the Gemara of Hesholcha Veshilani, you lend it to me, lend the thing to me, and I'll lend you. So they're understanding that the person has a din of a shoyal, and therefore they're treating the guy like halacha of a shoyal, chayav and unsim. Now the Ma'aseh, the Gemara itself is mavur in the next line that Hesholcha Veshilani, since there's a reciprocal relationship between them, so therefore the halacha is you like a shem esachar. It's zokt of them, the Rosh Hashanah, the Lachari, the Bachana, and the Rashi are both a very big pella, because Tainach a shoyal, you have a sfor, he's chayav and everything, and therefore must not be a question of a lack of negligence. So maybe Rashi is going to learn that a shoyal has no din shmir. But that's all if the guy would be a shoyal. Mashenkin sitting more than before befer, she's a shemes socher. L'chayr a shemes socher does have a din that he has to watch over the item. That gets clear. That's why he's negligent on a level of nevaveh that he was failed to be watchful and therefore he pays. And this guy does have a din like a shemes socher. So what in the world is Rashi and Bachanan being ufalpel about the din is shoyal? The ma'aseh depends on the din of a shemes socher. A pelagic question on Rashi and on the Kavit Shiurim. So this Reb Leib Gurvitz in the Rosh Hashanah makes a little bit of an arichus, and he explains it's not at all a kasha on Rashi and on the Rabbi Chanan. Why? Because he says that then, if the correct way to understand this Gemara is to say that Hashol Chalashilani, they both have the name of a Soicher. Not that they have the name of Shemir Sachar, it just happens to be the Paskin Ladina in the earlier daf that a Soicher is the same thing like a Shemir Sachar, so therefore the Gemara is entitled to use the expression Shemir Sachar, even though Lefiha Emes is really going to call Soicher. In other words, I'm really a Soicher. I have the full benefit of the item, you have the benefit of your item, each of us has a benefit, and I'm benefiting, but I'm also, so to speak, paying something. What I'm paying is, I'm giving over my item for your Ashtamshis use. So I'm getting a full benefit, but I'm paying for it as well. That's a case of a soicher. Zokt of them, but Leib Gurvitz is a big soy, which he explains over there, the smuchim and the marmakimis for it. He says that a soicher has exactly the same lumdus like a shoyl. And therefore, just like you're going to find by a shoyl that, according to certain marmakimis of a chodim brings, the shoyl is potter from watching over it, so they're exactly the same story is true of a soicher as well, according to that derech, because every soicher is like a quasi shoyl. You have the item in your shoyl for the purpose of a shtamshus, such as the blade malin, the blade gurvitz. Now, the vort is that a shemechin and a shemesocha, the fundamental purpose for which they have it is to watch over it. A shoyl and a soicher, the fundamental purpose of what they have it is the purpose of getting usage out of it, although you do pay something in the case of a Shemes Socher. So therefore, both the Socher and the Shoyl are equal in the fact that you're not being Mekabal Shmir. You're taking it for the purpose of getting a Shemes out of it, not the Mekabal Shmir. And Mele is very good that the Gemara, the Rashi, the Bechonon, that even though they're talking about cases of what technically amounts to being what the Gemara calls a Shemes Socher, it really means it's a Socher. The fundamental purpose for which each one of them took it was just to get the Shemes out of it, and therefore, consequently, we're going to say that there's no Ptura Bolavimu in this case because you never have an absolute chiv to watch over it. The Reb Leib Gurvitz points out that he says, in his understanding, he said that's also the Hezber and Tosfos later on the Tzadik Test that we alluded to earlier in the Sugya, that Tosfos the Tzadik Test says, and we discussed the other day, that hey, Shoyel and the, I'm sorry, Hashem Esachar and Hashem Echino are both Nischayah by just saying, put the thing in front of me, and the owner being Mesalik himself from the Shmira, and therefore you become the Chuyav in the Shmira. The Shoyel, Taisa says over there, has to make Dafka a Mashiach on it, and without a Mashiach, he doesn't become Chayev in the Shmira. The Rebbe Gurvitz Tainu that if you read the Taisa over there very carefully, it's Meduyik that the same is true about Soicher, according to Taisa. In other words, both a Shoyel and a Soicher don't become a Din of a Shoyel, don't get Chayev in Shmira until they make a Mashiach. The moment that they accept the Shmira verbally, and Yenim is Mesalik the Shmira, so you're going to become the Shoyel, you become the Chayev in Shmira yourself. Zotar Bleiv Gurvitz, the Hezber Advorim is like this. As we said already the other day, we said over from Achrein in this thing, that the Chiyuv of a Shomer that's Mechayev him without a kinyan and binds him and all the Achrayas of a Shomer, that's Chiyuv because he has a Shem of a Poyel because he started watching for you, and therefore he has a Shem of your Poyel and a Mela Poyel because I'm Shubat to you like we discussed the other day. Zokt of them, the Reb Leib Gurvitz, that works very well when he gets the Shem Echidim and the Shem Echidim that they are a Poyel, they have an Etzim obligation to be Shomer the item, and therefore they become a Poyel of yours. And Mela, therefore, like Tosfos says over there, that the moment that the person says, put it down in front of me, and the Baal Forsay, it gives up on his responsibility to it, he's Mesalik himself, so the Shomer becomes a Poyel, and he becomes a Achroi. Mashing can be the case of a Shoyel or a Soicher, which those people are not Poyelim because they didn't accept any responsibility toward you to watch it. That's how really Gurvitz lines it up. They did not accept any responsibility toward you to watch it, so therefore, consequently, therefore, Mela, they don't have any Shem Poyel in them at all. They're Mamash not Poyels. So once they're not poils at all, because they don't have to be shamed of the item, they must have no halacha to be shamed of the item, based on what Rashi says over here. So once they have no halacha to be shamed of the item, they're only going to be machnes, the nichnas, the nichnas, shmira, by doing a mashicha, by doing a physical maisa kenyan. It's interesting to note on this that we said the other day the Dvar Avrom on this Tosfos Tzadik Test, and the Dvar Avrom, the way he explained it, which we said over, explicitly didn't learn this way. The Dvar Avrom learns it's a question of what the Iker Yachas that you have, the Iker relationship that you have. He said the Shem Echinim and Shem Esocha, their Iker relationship is that of a responsible, that they're watching over it, that they're a poil. Mashiach came in the case of the Shoyel, he says the Iker Yachas the person has to it is that of a Mishtamish, that a person is using the uses of the thing. But it's really Meduyik in a number of places of the Dvar Avrom that he learned up a in the Tosfos that a Shoyel also has a din of a Shmira and a Chiyah to be Shomer. The only thing is that that's part and parcel of a greater whole, which the Iker of it is the usage the Shoyel gets out of it. So Hila Hedya is learning not like the Reb Leib Gurvitz learns up in the Tosfos. Their argument is according to Reb Leib Gurvitz in the Tosfos, that Tosfos has to go like Rashi, and you have to learn up in the Tosfos there that a Shoyel and a Soicher have no Shum din Shmira on it whatsoever. And Reb Leib Gurvitz doesn't Avraham doesn't learn this way. Avraham learns it is a chiyuv shmir, just that the ikur is the ishtamshus, and since the ikur is the ishtamshus, you have to only enter into that by means of a ma'ase kinyan, a kinyan mashiach. I wanted to say over, just at the end of the shir, one last interesting marmokum, which I came across some time ago, and it's it negated to the sugya over here in the bottom of the omud, in the top of the omud and pay alf on the days. The Gemara speaks of a couple of ma'asim over here. There's one story with her papa, and another ma'asim with Rava, which each case respectively, her papa made a psa. He came up with a psak, which was actually a mistake according to the information that was presented to him. In other words, he passing the person was Machayev, also the Dine Shomer, and the Rabbanon hacked him up because he really was the way the information was presented to them. It was a Shmir Bebailim, it was a Baal of Imoy. The Papa got embarrassed, but Lamasoif was a glowing Milsa. It turned out that he was really right because, in fact, it was not a case of Shmir Bebailim. A very similar story to that in Pei Alfam and Beis with Rava, also that the way the information was presented to him, it sounded like it was a Shmir Bebailim. Rava ignored that aspect of it and he's Paskin, that if it didn't shame and you have to pay. It turned out in the end, however, that in reality, there was no Baal of Imoy, and the Gemara gets into the story. So on this, there's the very interesting thing that the Goyin in Mishle has a vort on these Gemaras. The Goyin in Mishle brings in Mishle Tesazai, and the Pasuk says, Kesem al Sifse Melech, Bemishpot lo Yimal Piv. That's the Lashon HaPasuk. There's a Kesem like a charm on the lips of the king, and he downs his judgment, his mouth never gets anything messed up. It never batches it. So that the Goyin says on that, for Ho'inyin Zokte, that Man Malchei Rabbonon, this Lashon of the Gemara, that who are the real kings? Say Melech. Those are the kings of the Rabbonon. When they pass in their shilas, their lips are like a kesem. It's like a charm. It's just a saying, come on, kesem. Even if they make a mistake according to what was presented to them, according to the information presented, they're making a mistake. Despite that, they won't make a mistake in the psak, even if they apparently made some kind of cheshbon mistake in cheshboning the information as presented to them. And they turn out in the end that the mice was really different, and that way the Ibishter gives the Yatashmai that they always got the psak right. And the Goyin still says, there's different Gemaras. We have a couple of Gemaras right over here, like way Ichsif, the Soyim for Gloy Milsa, etc., etc. And the Goyin says that that's Mamash, that's a Chesiyat the Shmaya. The Rebbe Shem gives a Paisik that the Rebbe Shem gives him this ability to get the Psak straight, even if he cheshbon it wrong, according to the way that the information was presented. There's a Shulta Yiboyrim on the Mordechai in the second parak of Shabbos that actually brings out the same kind of Yisod. The Shulta Yiboyrim means the Pasik Hashem Yagia Choshki. The Rebbe Shem illuminates my darkness. Yagia Choshki. When a person learns Torah Lishma, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magia Choshke, the Rebbe Shem illuminates his darkness, She'enoi Boli De'ovoin Ve'ein Moira B'Torah Shaloi Kehalocha. He ends up issuing no psakim, never having any psakim that are not like the halacha. He says, and that's Yagia Choshke, Rebbe Shem offers the illumination even within my darkness, even if I'm dark, Afal Pikein, the Rebbe Shem makes sure it's illuminated and that the Rav doesn't make mistakes if he learns the Shem Shemayim. So he learns up Talgisa boy means to be illuminated. The Pasha means to train Zachon to work and to toil and toil. He says it means to illuminate the Lashon of Noiga. Vahagisa like Lashon of Noiga because Baruch Hu Roya Zokte Shaliba Shalom Hashem Shemayim. When Hashem sees that a person learns and he put the kishkis and the koiches into his learning, all Hashem Shemayim for the sake of Shemayim, it's Zokter Afilu Shein Beliba Ladas Oimka Shalalocha. Even if the person is not holding, but is saying the depths of the halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magia Dvor of the Emes to illuminate his words, Shalai Yetzei Pifayro, Shalai Kahalocha, that it should not come out of his mouth, Fahiro, that Shalai Kahalocha. So he's memorized the same thing, as he's also before, really, that even in the case of the Chacham, the way he's learning doesn't really handle the Cheshbonim straight. And Afal Pi Kein, that the Hashem Yagia Choshki, the person learns Hashem Shemayim, so the Emes to give him that to Yat the Shemayim, the Tzachim HaRichtik, which is nice, that the Shulchan Aruch says over there, this is the same Yisoy that the Goyin is really finding in the various Gemaras on our Omer, and also really in the Pasuk and Mishnah. The way the Goyin learns up that there's a kesem on the Sifse Melech and the charm of the Sifse for Sayyim of the Tamil Chacham Paskins and the Mishpat Le'imah Piv that he doesn't come to make a mistake.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.